we're back, and we're exploring the issues that are confronting people, black people in the communities all across the country. Again, it's a huge issue, and, you know, it's kind of a very deep tale to talk about. You know, a lot of this we don't really talk to others about. It's kind of kept in-house. But serious. It's really serious what's going on. We're being disenfranchised, I would say programmed. We have, you know, lack of good nutritional food put in a community. There was complaints of this before, and, you know, I had Ernest Steinglass on my show, a scientist, a good friend of Lorraine Murray, and was talking about how they were putting radiated milk in African-American communities, you know, that they were getting this milk from farms or dairy areas where it was contaminated, because right by it would be a nuclear waste dump or something, and that milk would be, you know, furnished into the urban communities. Now, again, all of these things are contributing to the health issues, high levels of diabetes, high level of things, and then you have this new level of hip-hop out here, and the hip-hop music is fine, but as I told Sister Nadia before the break, the images of what is going on with black women needs to be somewhat, I say, you know, I'm trying to be very kind with this, but toned back so that we have an image of who we are for real. What is your opinion on this, Nadia?
Well, you know, history has shown us some very beautiful, beautiful African queens who did not have to resort to what some of our sisters are resorting to now in order to feel beautiful. And we need to get back to that. We really do. The essence of our beauty is not in how much skin we show or, you know, how tight our clothes are, but the essence of our beauty is within. It always has been and always will be. And until we are able to recognize that as black queens, as women, as African women, then, you know, we're going to continue to see that. But I do feel saddened that it's continuously shown on in the media that, you know, we some of us dress that way, and it gives the wrong opinion of who we are.
Yeah, and it does, because it's like all of us are being lumped in. And then the other thing is, too, you know, going back to the health issue, the prison issue, the housing issue, all of these, you know, different issues have caused a huge embankment in 2007 of blacks having post-traumatic stress just living in the United States right now. So, you know, we don't know what to do. We're scared to, you know, react to things. We've known if we, you know, it's encoded in us not to react on certain things. Other people do, you know, react, but I mean, the majority, you know, we're kind of like when you see somebody like their child is shot in the street, you hear them, their mothers or parents saying, you know, well, they're in a better place. And for that to be stated, that means that what they're in right now is the most horrific situation.
Yes,
and
because
the place that they are in right now is bad, and since they're dead, they're in a better place. So the bottom line is that the stress is so heavily on the community, and there is no basis of communication with the people that can bring some peace, and that is the black church. And those people that have doctorates in the medical field and in the area of psychiatry, you know, they can come together and work within the community, you know, do something. You know, what is your opinion? And I'm asking Nadia, and then I'm also asking Brother Abdul, what do you feel there?
Well, sister, I think the bottom line is that we want freedom. And the Black Panther Party outlines in our 10-point program and platform that we want the power to determine the destiny of our own black.
I'm sorry, another break. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Sister Nadia, and we're here with Brother Abdul, and we're talking about the issues that are confronting the black community. This is really a bad time that we're experiencing across the nation, not only African-Americans, Caucasians, whites, everybody. You know, everybody is seeing this. 2007 is the worst time ever in history. We have Brother Jokeha here, and I want to ask him some questions too about this. The whole thing, again, going back to the quagmire of the issue of the black church, black politicians, black caucus, black media, all of these people that are in place today in 2007, I'm just going to ask all of you, do you feel that they have done their job as of 2007? Brother Abdul, you want to answer?
Personally, no. I don't believe anyone has done their job until our people very briefly obtain their freedom and liberation. Once we obtain our freedom and liberation, then we can say that someone or all of us has done their job.
Hello?
Brother?
Yes, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. I would like to also add to that that if you look at the faith-based initiatives that were started by President Bush, basically it gives grants, money to faith-based organizations. They don't care whether you're a Christian church or a Buddhist temple or a Muslim mosque. As long as you go along with certain things such as supporting the government's policies, supporting the war, supporting a false sense of patriotism. I mean, that's the reason why you have preachers that will stand up, you know, these mega preachers that stand up in front of the audience and endorse and say that the war, this is blessed by God. I mean, you know, here's a problem. Also, when you look at where in our city, where we say, like in accordance with Brother Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., that this city is controlled by, or daily controls the city through politicians, preachers, and gang chiefs. And any politician or any preacher or any gang chief that does something that is not in accordance with what they want, then they get rid of them, such as like how they did to Aaron Patterson, who right now is being sentenced, going through a sentencing process, which the sentencing is on the 14th of this month, where this is a brother who was in the street organization that came out and tried to turn it to a positive level and try to get the street organizations to stop selling drugs and to stop doing negativity and to do positive things and put positive music out there that represents positive outlook of the African community, and they basically trumped up charges on him. And this is a pattern that they do. Anybody, you know, he also ran for state representative. You know, you have preachers out here that will stand up at the podium after a black child has been shot down by the police and say, we just got to let God do it. And he's not really, it would be okay. I wouldn't have a problem if he was doing it because he really believed that, but a lot of them are devious, and they're not saying that because they really believe that God do it. They're saying it because the government paid them money to keep the Negroes docile, quote unquote.
Well, that's very, very true, and I'd like to invite all of you back again because there's a lot more to cover here. Because, you know, again, these are things that we don't really open up and talk about candidly, and I think it needs to be addressed, and the black church needs to be more supportive within the judicial system. They need to be more supportive within their bound and reach in regards to finding attorneys for individuals that are being, you know, incarcerated, and the need is great there, and the money needs to be not, circulated into building higher, bigger churches, but into the community itself. Churches are community. They are not just for the shine of a building. So the thing is, I want you guys to give, information of your, organization, and also, if you wouldn't mind, your website and bloggers or whatever, and people can contact you.
Sure. People can visit us online at BlackPantherPartyOnline.org, BlackPantherPartyOnline.org. Also, they can reach us at 708-473-2315, because, again, we've got the Black Panther Party Youth and Leadership Camp coming up and some other things that we would like the community to be involved in, so they could contact us at either one of those contact information.
And I will put that up on my blogger, and I thank you all for coming on
thank you.
My program, and I want to offer an extension of hand to the black community, as this radio program I do is friendly to everyone, and I want everyone to participate. This is more a user-friendly radio broadcast. We're working with attorneys and various people across the country and connecting. So, again, want to welcome to you to my family here. Thank you for all of you coming on the show today.
Thank you. Uhuru. Power to the people.
Uhuru.
Okay.
Uhuru.
All right. Bye-bye. and that was the members of the Black Panther Party in Chicago talking about what they have done. They're working really hard to try to clean up the mess that we're looking at right now. Okay. So now we're going to talk on this other level of broadcast, something you need to know about, something that's going bump in the night right now. The bump in the night is this. Currently, if you look in the newspaper, it was there for a brief twinkle of the eye, very briefly. But what happened is that we have a situation in Iraq right now of 6 million people without water, 6 million people without drinking water. Imagine going to your sink and you turn the water on and a drip comes out. And that's all you have for water for a total of 6 days, 6 million people. Now, in addition to this, the temperature in Iraq has been between 117 degrees to 120-some-odd degrees each day, and there is absolutely no water. I happen to catch this story, and it's been talked about somewhat, but we're going to talk extensively on that in regards to this, in regards to the other issues that are going on, including our military getting food and water that has been contaminated, and them having some kind of intestinal virus or something from it. All types of things that are not being reported that is supportive of what's going on in this war. The gentleman I'm having on is an international journalist. He's been in Iraq a number of times. He's with the Corporate Watch .org organization. And his name is Pratap Chatterley, I think, and hope I'm not messing your name up. Are you there?
I am. Yes.
Hi. Can you give the? I'm a hell with names and really bad. Can you tell the audience your name?
Sure. My name is Pratap Chatterjee.
Chatterjee, I'm sorry. And
okay.
The thing is that you are a international journalist. You've been to Iraq many times. And you wrote an article that I just read, and I just couldn't believe. 6 million people without water. What's going on in Iraq right now?
Well, you have to understand, over the last 4 years, very little of Iraq's infrastructure has been repaired for a number of reasons. And really, to understand this properly, you have to go back about 15 years, 19, well, maybe even further back than that, to the Iran-Iraq war, where Iraq went to war with Iran. And as a result of it, a lot of its infrastructure was damaged. A lot of the money of the country of Iraq was spent by Saddam Hussein in war as opposed to rehabilitating public infrastructure. Then came the 1991 invasion of Kuwait. And when the United States arrived with a number of other nations to kick Iraq out of Kuwait, they also bombed a lot of the infrastructure. And as a result, particularly things that were hit were, you know, electricity, water, and sewage plants. And a number of these, and of course, this was then followed by sanctions. So with sanctions for 10 years, and one of the key things that people use, that municipalities use in the treatment of water, is chlorine. Now, chlorine also has a dual use, as can be used in military uses. And so the sale of chlorine to Iraq was restricted. So as a result, it was not possible to disinfect water. So over the last 15 years or so, 20 years, Iraq's water systems have gotten gradually worse. Same thing with electricity systems. And, you know, in order to pump water, you need electricity. In order to decontaminate it, you need electricity. Vice versa, in order to be able to drill for oil, you need electricity. And to be able to produce electricity, you need, you know, you need oil to fuel the refineries. All these things work together. You can't have, if you don't have fuel, and if you don't have electricity, you don't have water, the system starts to break down.
Well, we're going to have to stop you just for a minute. We're going to break. Call us 800-313-9443. We're talking about the situation in Iraq right now with the water. Need to hear this. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds.
Hi, we're back, and we're here, and I'm talking to my special guest here in regards to the issue in Iraq with these things with the water. It's just amazing. Now, you said this goes back a long time. I thought it was something just currently that happened, that the water started, just dissipating down to a drip. You know, so this is something that's built up for over 15 years.
20 years, yeah. Well, it's
wow.
A period of, you have three wars, right? You have the Iran-Iraq war, and when money is diverted into war, that, often means it's taken away, as in this country, from public utilities and needs. Same thing with the U.S. 1991 Gulf War, where they went in to kick Iraq out of Kuwait. And subsequent to that, of course, was the sanctions. And the sanctions, of course, denied a lot of basic and critical infrastructure support. So as a result of that, in Baghdad, the sewage system hasn't worked since 1991. So this has gradually gotten worse. And since the occupation, in the first year or so, things were relatively stable. A lot of repair was done, but in the last 3 years, the situation in Iraq has gone from bad to worse. So there's a tremendous amount of insecurity. There has actually been a lot of money spent on fixing electricity and water, but there are multiple problems. One is the fact that once things are fixed, sometimes they get blown up. Sometimes people don't want to come back to work because the security situation has deteriorated, in part because they've been working with American companies. So the very fact that companies like Bechtel were fixing sewage treatment plants, as a result of that, and this is actually the main sewage plant in Baghdad is the Kirk, which means the Western sewage treatment plant. But in November 2004, the workers discovered flies that said if they came back to work, they would be killed. So as a result of that, you know, people stopped going to work, and so the plant stopped working. Another thing is that when the companies fixed these power plants, these water sewage plants, rather, they didn't provide enough training and equipment and follow-up maintenance, partly because they want to get the hell out of there. So they were sort of doomed to fail. So over a period of time now, Iraq has, much more than 6 million people are without adequate water.
More than 6 million?
Probably, yeah. I'm guessing there are actual statistics. I'll look that up right now and I'll tell you what it is. But it's a very high percentage of people. And the problem with, you know, it's easier to figure out how much electricity is being produced, because you can say so much electricity is being generated and you know when it's being used because it's tapped from the power, from the center. On the other hand, with water, the water could leave the power plant. You could purify, let's say, 100 liters of water, and you could pump it out. But if the pipes are broken, and that happens, so, you know, something like 50, 60, 70% of the water that leaves the water plant, the treatment plant, then, because of broken pipes, just leaks into the ground and never arrives at its destination. So you could produce 100 liters, and maybe 10, 20, 30 liters might actually make it to people's taps and sinks. So nobody actually really knows how much water is actually being delivered to the common people. We know that a lot of people are not getting it simply because of, you know, surveys that have been done.
Well, let me ask you this on this thing with the water at this point now. What are they doing to supply the people with water? I mean, if it's 6 million and greater, who is bringing water in? Is anyone bringing water to them, or what's happening right now?
It is very hard. I mean, for example, with electricity, people have put in their own generators. They buy fuel on the black market. But in the case of water, unless you buy bottled water, which is tough, is expensive, you know, a lot of people just have to drink contaminated water. You have really no other choice.
Now the water you're talking about, is not also contaminated with the exploded deuse, the material from that? Is there problems with that you have heard, or not really?
No. Well, okay, let me give this example. I was in southern Iraq in, 2004, I think. And so the biggest problem of depleted uranium contamination is in the south, because that's where in 1991 the U.S. invaded and booted Iraq out of Kuwait and then went into the south. So they used a lot of depleted uranium munitions at the time. They used they probably didn't use as much in the second Gulf War, but for 10, maybe they have, you know, altogether now. But a lot was used, and one of the harder things, of course, it takes a long time to figure out exactly what the impact is. But we know the depleted uranium was used in 1991 in Basra. Now, so what was interesting is I was in the Basra Children's Hospital the day Saddam Hussein was captured. And I spoke to the doctors and I said, so are you worried about depleted uranium? And they said, no, we're not worried about it at all. And I said, why not? And they said, well, because the children will die of diarrhea and other infections before they die of water contamination. And this is the problem, is what's called secondary infection. So you could have cancer, but you could die of a waterborne disease before you die of cancer.
I'm hearing the music. I think we're going to break. So we will be back in a few minutes with this, a story about what's going on in Iraq. Things we need to know.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Night with Deanne on RBN Saturday, and we're on Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. We're also being heard in South America on Internet Chat Cafe, also Pal Talk. Welcome by folks there, and we're on a bunch of stuff. And welcome one and all. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're with international journalist Petap, and we're talking about the situation with the water in Iraq. And I thought it was just recent, but it was building up for 20 years, he says. Now, you said something before the break that really caught my ear. Now, the water, it's contaminated, but you said that they're getting water from the black market. Why does it have to be black market water?
No, I'm sorry. Well, it's just like in the United States, we do the same. People go out, instead of buying grabbing water from the tap, they buy bottled water. So the same way people buy bottled water, so it's not black market as such, people just buy water. I was referring to black market fuel.
Oh, I see.
Because there's very little fuel available to the
world. Very little fuel?
That's correct. Iraq
that's where the fuel is. This is
actually,
weird. You have the fuel there.
Actually, there's a lot of crude oil in Iraq. Iraq today produces less oil than it did under Saddam Hussein, less electricity, less water, less sewage. The U.S. government estimates there's water and sewage going to about 3.5 million people. Remember, there's a country of 25 million people, so we don't know what's happening to the other 17 million people. Sorry, not 17, 22 million people. Now, they may be getting clean water because they're getting it directly from a clean source. Let's say if you live, for example, in the mountains, maybe you can get clean water from the mountains. That I don't know. But the sewage treatment facilities and water purification facilities only exist for about 3.5 million people.
Now, the other thing now, you have companies like Halliburton down there that are, you know, are they helping with the situation?
Now, Halliburton doesn't work for the people of Iraq. Halliburton only works in the military bases. It was hired at one point to fix the oil system, but it failed and it lost its contract. So it was in charge. For about 2 years, it worked in something called the Restore Iraqi Oil Contract. But it was fired from that job more than a year ago. Within U.S. military bases, they do provide, they do water purification services, they do, they cook food, they clean toilets, they build stuff, they deliver the mail, they deliver fuel. But that is only for American soldiers, not for the Iraqis. Other companies like Bechtel have worked on reconstruction of Iraq's water supply.
Now, in about 2006, you wrote articles about the fact that, I guess it was KBR, you know, being involved with providing food and water for our American troops, and that was contaminated from what I read in that article. Can you expound on that?
That's correct. So now, I mean, and again, it was important, that's why it's important to understand the background of the fact that for the last 20 years, Iraq's public infrastructure has been crumbling, and particularly in the last 4 years, it's gotten dramatically worse because of security, because of the lack of equipment, because many other factors. There's now very little water or electricity in Iraq. So U.S. soldiers who live on bases also depend on the same sources of water that the Iraqis do. The water comes from rivers. And if the rivers are contaminated because sewage is being dumped in it and it's not being cleaned, they're going to get contaminated water. The American soldiers are actually much better off than the Iraqis because at least they have Halliburton doing some amount of purification there. They also have access to bottled water or food flown in from other countries such as Saudi Arabia, Germany, or the United States. So whereas Halliburton has not done a very good job of purifying the water received from from Iraqi rivers, the situation of Iraqi people is actually far, far worse than that of the soldiers. Because a lot of times the soldiers end up drinking bottled water because they have, you know, they don't have to pay for it. It's shipped in for them. Whereas Iraqis, it's much harder for them to be able to, they can't fly in water when they want it.
But the American soldiers, for the last several years of this war, they were writing back to their families and individuals in the states to send them water and different things because they weren't getting it clearly from these corporations that were there to provide. Do you know anything about that?
Well, yes, but as I said before, the water, if it's not flown in, Halliburton flies in and ships in water. So when they provide bottled water, that water is from outside is relatively good. But for general purpose, you know, tap use, that water comes from Iraqi rivers. And given that Iraq itself has no water decontamination facilities, Iraqi civilians have extremely bad water, and American soldiers only have something slightly marginally better, depending how good of a job that Halliburton is doing on any particular base. But the American soldiers actually have one step better water than the average Iraqi because they do have reverse osmosis plants, etc.
Well,
despite
let me ask
that,
you,
now,
what is going on with the diseases that we gather since the water is contaminated? There should be a huge amount of people coming down with all types of viruses and diseases from the the water being contaminated that they're drinking. What's happening with that?
Well, we don't really know what the few statistics that we have about Iraqi civilians is that their health situation is dramatically worse than under sanctions, which in any case, too, under sanctions, the situation was incredibly bad. And you know, there was an estimate of 500,000 Iraqi children dying. Well, I can assure you now, because I spent a lot of time going to Iraqi hospitals, that healthcare situation is now worse. So once again, the same reasons. The absence of water, clean water, which is, you know, ultimately the most, probably the most important thing you can for proper healthcare. Without clean water, it's very hard to maintain healthcare in any country. So the healthcare situation in Iraq is desperate. In the case of the troops, they actually have the ability to, if they fall sick, they can be flown out of the country. And they are. So, whereas they do fall ill due to waterborne diseases, it's normally not fatal for American soldiers. On the other hand, for Iraqi civilians, it is often fatal.
This is breaking huge. Well, it's not breaking because this story's been going on for, you know, quite a long time. How's it been met with the American media when this stuff is brought out? Have you found that the American press has been supportive of carrying broadcasts and stories about it?
The American media is interested in the situation of American soldiers. They're not interested in the status of the Iraqi people. So it's extremely sad to say that when soldiers say the water is contaminated, the American media covers it. When Iraqis have no water, nobody covers that. And that, to me, is the big story of the day, that today only 3.5 million Iraqis have access to clean water and proper sewage. But today the amount of electricity in Iraq today, literally, there are perhaps 2 hours of electricity every day in Baghdad, and sometimes there's no electricity at all. I'll give you an example. In Najaf, which is in central Iraq, the region, that particular part of Iraq, that province rather, needs 200 megawatts, but the local plant only produces 50 megawatts. That's a quarter of what they need. So there's, you know, on an average, probably the country is getting perhaps 40% of its electricity needs. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, average mm-hmm. daily temperatures, you know, at 120, 130. That's typical for summer in Iraq. It's the desert, the Middle East. The temperatures are very, very high, and so people really need, you know, minimum of electricity and clean water to be able to survive. Otherwise, they get pretty angry. And that is a big problem for everybody concerned, not only their neighbors and other communities, but also for U.S. soldiers and civilians.
Now, how is it that this is going on, and how are the American Iraqis taking this information? There's a lot of people from Iraq here in the United States, and I know they probably know of this. What is the, contention of the people here there in the United States of what's going on there?
Well, Iraqi Americans, most Iraqi Americans, have come here over the last 20, 30, 40 years. Many of them are sort of people who come here to pursue higher studies. There are very few refugees from Iraq, for example. The United States, until last year, only allowed 400 Iraqi refugees into the United States. The number has gone up since then, but only by a few hundred.
Why such a low number when we let a lot of people from Afghanistan in?
Well, I don't know if we've let a lot of people from Afghanistan in since the war. I mean, remember, over the last 20 years, a lot of people have come here to pursue higher studies or for other reasons, and so they were allowed in before the U.S. Invaded Afghanistan in 2001 and Iraq in 2003. Since then, very few people have been allowed in the United States. So once we occupied those two countries, we have ceased to offer people refugee status or political asylum because, in fact, we control those countries now. So many Iraqi Americans are in favor of the war, and they were opposed to Saddam Hussein. Now I think a lot of them have mixed feelings because they realize the situation is bad. Some of them blame the U.S. government. Some of them blame the sectarian conflict in Iraq. And the reality is it's a combination.
Well, I have a caller. Can you identify yourself? I'm sorry. Bill in Idaho, are you there?
Yeah, this is Bill over
in Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Really, very well, ma'am. And thank you so very much for your guest, and I appreciate his efforts as well. The question is, considering that we recognize that we have a highly controlled and manipulative, quote-unquote, common press here, what can the Christian constitutional component of our country do as far as drawing this attention? Are there any friendly entities within BBC or PBS that can be asked
well,
to cover
absolutely,
this?
Absolutely. As a member of a church, you need to, you know, talk with other members of your congregation, to the leader of your congregation. When you say Christian, I don't know if you mean Protestant or Catholic, so I'm not... Or non-denominational, but I also think that you could also call up your local press in Idaho to ask them if they would try and cover some of these issues. But importantly also, a lot of this information is available on the Internet, and even if it isn't available on ABC or CBS, I think you can go to websites such as Democracy Now! Or to Corp Watch or Alternet and get that information. And then, you know, take it to editors and say, or to your pastor or priest and say, you know, can we start a discussion about this? You know, can maybe write an op-ed and try and get it into the local paper? And I don't know whether you live in Twin Falls or where in Idaho you live, but I imagine that the papers there could be approached. And I think if you approach them, you know, in a way that, is open, then newspapers often do publish op-eds, even if they won't necessarily write an editorial agreeing with you. They often will publish different opinions in their op-ed columns.
Well, is there anything else that's going on? Hey, Bill, if you could hang on, and thank you for calling, and, you know, I know who you are, so just hang on for a second. But what is it that is going on also in Iraq that we need to know that's not in mainstream press right now? If you want to discuss that here, that would be great.
Well, there's a tremendous amount, and first of all, I would encourage people to I wrote a book about Iraq 3 years ago, about the first year of occupation. It's called Iraq, Inc., and you can go on the web or to your local bookstore, and you can get it. It's published by Seven Stories Press, Iraq Incorporated, A Profitable Occupation. You can also check out our website, corpwatch.org. We continue to publish articles on these issues. We published an article on the metering of Iraq's oil. We published an article on Iraq's healthcare system. We will, over the next couple of months, publish a series of articles on Iraq's security system. We'll publish an article on the training of Iraq's paramilitary forces, the supply of weapons to the police. So those are going to come up on our website. But there's really a tremendous amount to learn. I will have a new book out in the spring from City Light Books called Baghdad Bonanza, Iraq Unreconstructed. And that really looks at the plight of the Iraqi people in terms of water, electricity, healthcare. What are the issues they're facing? What was done to fix this and why it failed? Because a lot of time they hired companies to come in and fix things, but it didn't work. And it's important to understand why it didn't work. And that's what Baghdad Bonanza will explore. But that won't be out till the spring. Although, as I mentioned, we are accepting this in articles that will come out on corpwatch.org. So it's a good place to find information. As well as, you know, outlets, progressive outlets like Democracy Now! Or Alternet or what have you.
Now, the other thing, Bill, do you have any other questions here?
Well, considering the control that the national media has, the common media, all the way down to the local level, I was very concerned that the Catholic Church, the Church of the Latter-day Saints, the larger churches still remain in the World Council of Churches, and the control that they have upon what is discussed at the pulpit. And if there are any glimmering lights of any of the churches removing themselves from that cabal and actively participating against these criminals internationally.
Well, you know, I'm Catholic myself, and unfortunately I'm not completely familiar with the stance of the World Council of Churches today, but I do know that in the past, and I worked with them in the past 10, 20 years ago, they were very progressive, so I'm not sure where they stand today. I know the Catholic Church tends to be
We're going to break. I have to stop right here for a moment, and we'll be right back after this announcement. 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne. Imagine sewage being dropped in your water supply, raw sewage, and having nowhere or anywhere to get clean water through your tap. Electric capability, 40%, and you have 6 million people now currently and upward without adequate electricity, soaring heats of 117 to 130 degrees. And, you know, this is a nightmare that is something that we need. This is a crisis, and we need to look to see what could be done to help in that area, you know, try to get water there and things. And we're here with Pratap, and he's an international journalist. And I want to ask you if it would help if we put together water to send there, or what can we do to aid in this?
I'm not sure that would help. I mean, I think we need to fix the water sewage treatment plants. Mailing water there is not really, you know, that's...
So the treatment plant needs to be... fixed somehow.
You know, they need to be fixed somehow, and that's going to be very difficult given the security situation. So I'm not sure that I have a solution. I wish there are lots of people with solutions, and the solution is, frankly, so far have not worked.
But there's going to be so many people are going to die from this condition if somebody doesn't do something immediately. I mean, 6 days, you know, in this level, and then, you know, what's going to happen in weeks to come?
Well, we have a problem because we have a war happening there, and the war is happening because of occupation. Now, until that occupation ends, I don't know that the situation will get better. Will it get worse? It may well get worse. But right now, it's getting worse by the day. And the only solution I can think of is to try... and get money to the Iraqis so that they can fix things themselves. Because clearly, companies like Bechtel have not succeeded. The presence of the U.S. troops is actually creating more civil war. It's a catch-22 situation. I mean, you need to be able to provide the equipment and the money to Iraqis to fix their own water supplies. You need to provide them security. Whether American troops are providing security, I don't know, but if they leave, there's a good chance the security will get worse. But sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. That's just reality. You know, that's, unfortunately, I'd love to be able to solve the problems of the world tomorrow, give everybody clean water, but it doesn't work that way. Takes a long time.
Well, we're coming to the end of this segment. I wanted to, and thank you for staying for the whole hour. I know it's quite late where you are. Can you give more information on how people can read your articles and get the books that you have published?
Well, people should go to our website, corpwatch.org, corpwatch.org, And you can go to Seven Stories Press probably and buy the book, or on Amazon or to your local independent bookstore. So that's a good place to get the book, Iraq Inc., A Profitable Occupation. And next spring we'll have Baghdad Bonanza, Iraq Unreconstructed, and that's from Seven Stories Press.
Well, I thank you very much for coming on, Pratap, and would love to have you back again. We're coming to the end of this hour. Again, that was Pratap Chatterjee. He's an international journalist. And go to corporatewatch.org and visit his site. A lot of good information. We'll be back after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in